Good afternoon. Thanks for coming. We're here this afternoon to announce the appointment of a new Adjutant General for the Minnesota National Guard. Before I do that, I'd like to first recognize and thank again General Larry Shelato. General Shelato is the leader of the finest National Guard in the United States of America. That doesn't happen by accident. It happens because he and his leadership team and all the hardworking men and women throughout the ranks of the Minnesota National Guard work incredibly hard with diligence and professionalism and commitment and dedication day in and day out. And our state and our nation owes General Shelato a debt of gratitude, not just for his leadership for the Minnesota National Guard in these past 7 years or so, but for the lifetime of public service that he has put in. He, of course, started as a Vietnam War soldier and has served in just about every capacity imaginable, both leadership and otherwise, in the Minnesota National Guard. And as I travel the state and travel the country and have a chance to talk to military leaders and military officials, there is universal admiration and respect for General Shelato. And the men and women within the Minnesota National Guard very much recognize and appreciate his leadership. I also want to recognize and thank Yvonne, his spouse, who's been just steadfast and faithful and loyal and diligent in her work, and she doesn't get paid for it. She just comes and helps out at just about every event and as well, and they've been a team. And Yvonne, I want you to know Minnesota appreciates what you have done, your heart for the men and women and their families and the service that you've provided as well. So before I introduce General Nash, I'd like to invite General Shelato forward, and I wonder if everybody in the room would just join me in a round of applause for an outstanding leader.
All right. Eddie's. All right. No, it's. I just want to say, first of all, Governor Plante, thank you for the honor. My wife and I, and the kind words, my wife and I have immersed ourselves in the Minnesota National Guard for the last 7 years, and it's been a truly, truly, we'll never forget it, let's put it this way. But we knew 7 years ago the exact end date, and we just moved it a couple days earlier for simple reasons, but it's there, and it's been an outstanding 7 years. And one of the goals that I've always made, and I made that the day I joined the National Guard 40-some years ago, and that was I would leave it better than I found it. And what we've experienced now in the last 7 years is nationally recognized. The National Guard is an integral operational force that this nation will not be able to do without in the future. With that, it's also time to move on. All through my career, I had a young man who was always seemingly following me. When I had the brigade, he had the battalion. When I had the division, he had the brigade. And then he became my assistant division commander, spent time in Bosnia, and then given an honor that was really somewhat unprecedented since World War II. And that's take the division to Iraq and get the southern third of Iraq as the command and control. I had the honor of going and observing the 34th in Thanksgiving. And when I got there, the J6, these are the computer people who I've gotten to know. And I'm kind of a computer junkie, so I just enjoy it that way. But as they grabbed me and they pulled me, he says, we got to show you something. And they took me to the back room. And I go into a nice computer room, and every little wire is in its proper place, doing its proper thing, and it's okay. Been there, done that, so what's the big deal? Then they quickly grabbed me, pulled me up to this bulletin board, and showed me the way that they found it. General Nash took the division into a mess and made it a state of the art. It is so good the way they left it, I understand the State Department's going to take it over. So. Yeah, it just worked out. I just want everyone to know, did I leave it better than I found it? I truly believe that. The candidates that were there, and General Schulstedt, I want to say thank you for being part of that team. But we gave the governor the unenviable task of having multiple candidates. having the opportunity to talk to the senior people who did the interviews said there was 3, 4, 5 who were fully qualified to take this position. They narrowed it down to 2, and today we are announcing the 1. For General Kelly, I know he has mixed emotions right now. I had a chance to communicate with him last night, and he is a professional soldier. He understands, and he will do well, and we will continue to move forward. And Governor, I am committed, as my wife is, to ensure that the left seat, right seat ride of the transition, because I love the Minnesota National Guard, and I will do everything in my power to ensure that it continues to be not only the best in the nation, but a premier international force, such as we are with our Minnesota soldiers, side by side with our state partner, Croatia, training the Afghans in the northern part of Afghanistan. So thank you very much.
And again, whether it was deploying the Minnesota National Guard in natural disasters here at home or after the war started with respect to various homeland security concerns, or whether it was part of Operation Jumpstart on the Arizona border, or whether it was overseeing the deployment of 18,000 of our fellow citizens who serve in the Minnesota National Guard, as a governor and the Commander-in-Chief of the Minnesota National Guard, it was incredibly reassuring to have somebody as seasoned and as grounded and as wise as General Shillitoe to be in this position. So those are some of the characteristics we were looking for in our next Adjutant General as well. I should mention to you, I want to give thanks to our screening committee that put a good deal of time in as volunteers to screen the applicants for this position. That panel included, of course, the legendary John Vesey, who is a very famous Minnesotan. Everybody in the room, I'm sure, knows him. He's served previously as the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff for the United States, Joint Chiefs of Staff, sorry, yes, a bit more caffeine in the morning. But also, General Schulstead was on that committee, and of course, he's a retired general from the Minnesota Air Guard. We also had General Steve Blum, who recently was the head of the National Guard Bureau in Washington, D.C., who was serving as the chair of that commission, and several other people as well. But as General Shillitoe just mentioned, the two finalists for the job were General Nash and General Kelly, and I also want to recognize and express my appreciation for General Kelly. We couldn't have gone wrong with this choice. Both were qualified, both would have done a fantastic job, and we appreciate General Kelly and his tremendous service to Minnesota and the nation as well. But let me introduce to you now General Richard Nash as the 30th Adjutant General for the Minnesota National Guard. Of course, our Guard here in Minnesota at approximately 14,000 strong is estimated to be the 6th largest National Guard in the country, which is a remarkable achievement, I think, for a state that is not that large and relatively in terms of population. To have the 6th largest National Guard, I think, speaks very strongly about the commitment Minnesotans have to service and their respect and appreciation for military service as well. And as I mentioned a minute ago, since the wars began, Minnesota has deployed over 18,000 people to the wars and other service throughout the world. We have in General Nash a very strong, seasoned, conscientious leader who's going to do a terrific job as the Adjutant General for our National Guard. He has served in a variety of capacities. I won't go through them all, but as General Shillitoe mentioned, his most recent assignment and his current assignment is that of the commander of the 34th Infantry Red Bull Division, headquartered in Rosemont, Minnesota. In that capacity, he led more than 1,200 soldiers representing 273 Minnesota communities and 14 states in a historic 12-month deployment in Operation Iraqi Freedom. They had command and control responsibilities for the southern third of Iraq. They were headquartered in Basra. I had a chance to visit General Nash and his team a couple of years ago during that deployment. Their performance in terms of that deployment was exemplary, as I had a chance recently to speak to General Petraeus and General McKinley and a variety of others who were either shoulder to shoulder with General Nash or supervising or overseeing General Nash during that time of deployment. They have nothing but the finest things to say and most positive things to say about General Nash and his leadership and the outcomes during that deployment. General Nash's military service began when he enlisted in the infantry in 1972. Prior to that, he also served as a special assistant, or subsequent to that, I should say, a special assistant to the combatant commander for for the North American Aerospace Command, United States Northern Command. He's also served as the commanding general for Minnesota National Guard deployment to Bosnia during the 2003-2004 timeframe. Also had a chance to visit him and his troops in that deployment in Bosnia. There was over 1,100 members of the Minnesota National Guard who were part of that deployment. He's also served in the private sector, of course, consistent with the tradition of the citizen soldier, where our leaders and members of the Minnesota National Guard oftentimes have the dual capacity of civilian leader as well as military leader. In his case, he spent 32 successful years in the construction industry in Minnesota. He's been awarded 10 patents, or the sole or co-inventor of various manufacturing equipment and applications, and his awards and recognitions are numerous, and let me give you just a flavor for them. They include the Defense Superior Service Medal, the Legion of Merit, the Bronze Star Medal, the Commendation Medal, the Army Achievement Medal, the National Defense Service Medal, the Armed Forces Expeditionary Medal, the Iraq Campaign Medal, the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, the Armed Forces Service Medal, and the NATO Medal. His Minnesota awards include the Commendation Ribbon with Pendant, State Active Duty Ribbon, and Distinguished Recruiting Ribbon. He earned his undergraduate degree from Mankato State University. He's also a graduate of the Army War College. He originally is from Jordan, Minnesota. His wife, Jeanette, who's with him this morning, and he live in New Prague, and we're very delighted and honored that he's going to step forward now and take control of our Minnesota National Guard as the next Adjutant General. General Shalito's retirement will be October 31st, so there'll be a couple months of transition here where General Shalito will continue in his role as Adjutant General until that date. Should also mention that by Minnesota law and otherwise, normally this is a 7-year appointment, but because of the way the law operates, General Nash will only be able to serve until the month or so of his 66th birthday. So it won't quite be a 7-year appointment. It'll be a 6-year appointment, but that'll be more than sufficient, I think, and he's understanding of that and understands that going into it. So with that, I introduce to you our next Adjutant General, General Rick Nash.
Thank you. Thank you for being here this morning. Governor Plenty, General Shalito, soldiers and airmen of the Minnesota National Guard, ladies and gentlemen, it's an honor and a privilege to be here today. Governor, thank you for the opportunity to lead all the citizen soldiers and airmen in Minnesota. I'm also proud to be able to lead the exceptional state employees that we have that support the Department of Military Affairs throughout Minnesota. And I'm humbled to be selected as the Minnesota's 30th Adjutant General. Let me begin by first acknowledging our current Adjutant General, Major General Larry Shalito. General Shalito has led our Guardsmen, as Governor Plenty has stated, and women throughout multiple stateside and overseas deployments. His passion for our troops has ensured that we are consistently fielded with the best equipment, the best trained, and taken on any mission that we've been assigned, either here in the state or by our federal authorities. His commitment to our Guard families gave birth to the nation leading Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program. General Shalito, thank you for your exceptional and dedicated service over the last 7 years at the Adjutant General, and those many years that you and Yvonne have served the Minnesota National Guard in many capacities since your return from Vietnam. Thank you both. You have truly made Minnesota National Guard what it is today, and I'm grateful for that service. To the soldiers and airmen of the Minnesota National Guard, I am in awe of your past accomplishments and am committed to preserving our greatest strength, the patriotic volunteers in the Minnesota Army and Air National Guard. Our most valuable asset is our people and the reputation of the Minnesota National Guard, as both Governor Plenty and General Shalito have alluded to, precedes us wherever we go. There will be challenging days ahead, continued military deployments, sustaining the support for our Yellow Ribbon program among our communities and our employers and their families, changing of national priorities as the drawdown in Iraq continues, the war in Afghanistan intensifies. But here in Minnesota, there will continue to be floods, tornadoes, blizzards, and there will be days of uncertainty ahead. But the citizens of Minnesota should rest assured that our National Guard is ready for whatever the future brings, and we will always be prepared to provide a joint military force, always ready to accomplish the federal, state, and our community missions. The future is bright for the state of Minnesota and the Minnesota National Guard. We will continue to strive to be the national leader in individual and unit readiness, family care, environmental innovation, and modernization of our equipment, our infrastructure at Camp Ripley and throughout those communities that we are represented. And that happens only through the skills of our diverse, world-class military force. Finally, thanks to the soldiers and airmen that are here today, and to my wife, Jeanette, and my daughter, Kelly, and son, Ryan. I'm not forgetting their names, it's just a little tough, but anyway, my daughter, Kelly, and son, Ryan, are here today, and I appreciate them being here for this event and to support, again, over these 37 years that I've been in the military, and they've been a great support. So again, Governor, thank you for this opportunity. It is indeed an honor to serve our state, our nation, our service members, their families, their employers throughout Minnesota, and to be be associated with this great organization. And thank those individuals today that are here from the 34th Red Bull Division showing their support. I deeply appreciate you taking the time and effort on short notice to be here. So again, thank you, Governor,